Bing bong. We are live with another edition of the State of Bitcoin podcast, where I have Charlie and Jason of Bitcoin Racing. We're going to get into what Bitcoin Racing is, their background, how the response has been, and much, much more. But first, big shout out to my sponsor, PlebLab, down in Austin, Texas. Oh, I got a little bit of an echo there, so I had a little working on the fly, but shout out to PlebLab down in Austin. If you're going to be down for BitBlock Boom, come a couple days early. They got startup day on August 22nd. That is, 5 days from now? Wow. So I'll be down there. I'll be moderating some panels, doing some discussions and other things like that. And if you can't make it, think about buying a ticket online just to help support PlebLab. They're doing a lot of great things. They're, you know, housing a lot of great Bitcoin companies, a lot of developers, getting them all under one roof to help collaborate and grow the space. So consider donating or purchasing a ticket, even if you can't make it. And if you're thinking about going to BitBlock Boom, do it. Look at buying a ticket on bitblockboom.com, and you can use promo code GreenCandle, save 10%. So there you go. So use that 10% I just saved, Jen. Help support PlebLab. All right. Enough from just me. Let's get Charlie and Jason up here. All right, Jason, Charlie, how are you guys doing today?
Amazing, man. Thank you so much. I'm joining the podcast from Brands Hatch Media Center right now. So I'm in the perfect location for it. And thank you so much for having us. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Of course. And Jason, where are you at, man? It looks like you're in your basement or something over there.
It's close. This is my office. It's very Bitcoin orientated, as you can tell. You know, I've got my racing suit behind me there, the flag of El Salvador. And of course, the front page of the Times at the back there. So, I'm home. I've only just got home. I've been away for a few weeks. So a little tired today, playing catch up. But very, very buzzed to be here, man. Thank you, Brandon.
Of course, of course. Thank you guys so much for joining us. So for those who don't know you, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourselves first before we dive into Bitcoin Racing? We'll go Charlie first, and then Jason, you'll follow up.
Cool, man. Yeah, thank you. So I'm Charlie. I was one of the founders of the race team, and we started back my mum and dad and my brother as well. He was one of our main drivers. But what really led us to start the race team was our journey into Bitcoin. And it all kind of started around 2008. But I always say that's not because we found Bitcoin really early on. It's actually because we got badly affected by the financial crisis. And it resulted in my mum losing her restaurants. We lost some cars, which wasn't nice for, you know, people interested in racing and cars. And it kind of set us back quite a lot. And then ever since that happened, my mum became a school cook. And as you can imagine, going from director of three restaurants to becoming a school cook means you earn significantly less money. And it meant she couldn't really pay any of the principal sum of the mortgage each month for our house, because we actually managed to keep the house we bought when we were doing well, but because it was so expensive and she was a school cook, it was hard to keep, pay that monthly mortgage. And then it got to March 2020 and we received a letter from Lloyds Bank saying they would repossess the home in just 4 years' time. And we didn't like the sound of that. And my mum basically called a meeting with the family and asked us to discuss different ways together that we might be able to do to kind of save the house, like different business ideas. And it went from starting new restaurants, because obviously that was a trade we were involved in before, but it was lucky we didn't because COVID came along. We thought about an Amazon warehouse, like hiring a warehouse and doing Amazon distribution. But my line of thinking was different. I knew that during recessions, you get big wealth transfers. Because obviously my family was on the negative side of the 2008 one. And around March 2020, when we got that letter, it was also when COVID was starting. And that, to me, felt like a recipe for another recession. So I just Googled, how do I get my family on the positive side of a recession? And that's when we started going down the hard money rabbit hole. And we found this YouTube documentary called The Hidden Secrets of Money. And it taught us all these amazing things about, you know, the fiat system. And that's also how I discovered Bitcoin, episode 8 of The Hidden Secrets of Money. And we just loved the idea because it was a system outside of the one that really hurt us in 2008. So we embraced it wholeheartedly. But we also had this little race team because we've had a passion for racing since we were really young. It all started by my dad. He took us go-karting, stuck us in these fast cars at 6 years old. So pretty dangerous, actually, but he didn't mind sending us off. And we had this little race team in the City Car Cup, fully on a Fiat standard, you know. And we just thought, we need other families to hear about this amazing message. And motorsports is obviously well known as a big advertising platform. So let's give back to Bitcoin in our own unique family-oriented way. And that was how we felt we could give back. And obviously, when you learn about Bitcoin as time goes on, you feel even more and more compelled to give back to it and spread the message and let people know just how amazing it is. So that's what we're doing now. We're in the City Car Cup. We've been in it for 2 years now. We've driven thousands of miles across the UK in a big truck with a massive Bitcoin logo on. I think we're at around 7,000 miles across the motorways here. We've entered over 20 races. We've got three new drivers. Jason is one of them. You can see his suit behind him. And our ultimate goal is to move up to a championship called the Mini Challenge in the UK, because it has millions of TV viewers, hundreds of thousands of fans. And it's actually the third largest motor racing package in the world. So the only racing series that are bigger are Formula One and MotoGP. And then in third place is the one we want to go into. So it's going to be massive PR, audience.
Oh,
so it's been hanging on for 5 minutes now.
Charlie, I think you've answered every question we're going to cover in this podcast in one go.
Sorry.
All right, everyone, nice to meet you. Bye.
No, I mean, there's definitely a lot more. We got to dive into that first. But first, Jason, we got to give you your shine now. And I mean, hey, like we listened to Charlie talk here for a little bit, which was absolutely amazing. And I want to dive more into that. But I want to get to know Jason a little bit. You're one of the new drivers, right? So tell us, how did you get into driving? And then, why Bitcoin racing?
How do I follow Charlie's story? I mean, mine's just not as interesting, I'm afraid. I mean, I've lots of different things since leaving university, and I was running a business at the time I discovered Bitcoin, which was actually quite early 2013. And this becomes relevant later on, but I Googled, you know, about Bitcoin. It sounded kind of bizarre, interesting thing. And I Googled, what do economists, because that's my kind of thinking and background is economics. What do economists think of Bitcoin? Which, of course, we all know is a terrible, terrible thing to Google when you're learning about this sort of thing. And anyway, it put me off completely, and it cost me years, actually. I kept an eye on it in the background, but I just thought it must be a load of rubbish, because, you know, Peter Schiff and Paul Krugman and all these other guys, you know, said it was all a load of rubbish. But it was only about 2016, end of 2016, I discovered it. And this time I really sort of got into it, and I realized what was happening here. And I said, right, I want to be involved with Bitcoin. So I sold my businesses that I had, and I said, I'm doing Bitcoin full time. Had no idea what was going to do. I just knew I had to be involved. So I just started writing articles, wrote a couple of books. That led to some media work and some TV stuff, and it just went on and on from there. And then I just started helping people get started with Bitcoin. And then I bumped into Charlie and the McKenzies running this little team, who reached out to me and said, hey, I see you're helping people get started. We're doing this. Why don't you come see us? So I did, came to see them. They were awesome. And I thought, well, this makes perfect sense, right? You're getting the word of Bitcoin out. I'm helping get people started. Let's join forces. Then I got involved with the team itself, now co-owner of the team. And then I thought, well, let's have a go racing a car. How hard could it be?
That's amazing. So you just decided, like, hey, like, let me join this team. But, you know, I want the thrill a little bit, right? I mean, I've ridden the waves, the ups and downs of the Bitcoin volatility, but I want to feel it on the track, huh?
Yeah, we want the lateral force as well as the up and down force, right? You know, I am a rookie driver. I'm in my 50s, and I just thought, I've got to give it a go. And I genuinely did think it would be quite easy. And obviously, I've had to eat some humble pie on that, because it turns out it isn't quite as easy as you think it is. But tell you what, I'm loving it. I'm loving the ride, and I'm loving hanging around with with Charlie and the rest of the team and the atmosphere in the panel and the things that we can do to help people get started with Bitcoin. So, you know, we are very passionate about it. Hopefully that probably comes across in every conversation that we have, but we love what we're doing and we love talking about it. And we'll try maybe not to talk quite so much about it in one go, but we love it.
That's what these are for, though, man. Blab off. I appreciate the banter back and forth, and you guys just keep going. So don't be afraid about that. But you know, I want to hear about the response around the racing for Bitcoin. Like first, like tell us how's the season going before we kind of dive into that, and then secondly, like you know, what's kind of the response that you guys are getting while you're out like doing these races when it's you know when you see the Bitcoin racing, because I feel like. You know, a lot of normies, they're kind of like a little bearish on Bitcoin. Maybe that's just me living in the Bitcoin bubble and kind of thinking that everybody else just doesn't know what the hell is going on. But we'll start off with Jason this time and we'll let Charlie clean up. So we'll switch up the order.
Okay, so first part of the group, how's the season going so far? Well, I can really tell you from my point of view, obviously there's four drivers in the City Car Challenge. Chris, who's Charlie's brother, is a proper driver. He can actually really properly drive the car and you get podium positions. I, on the other hand, am more of an outlier. but I have improved through the tournament and it was going quite well up until Anglesey, which was a month or so ago. I had rather a nasty smash coming off the straight and around the corner and... basically destroyed two cars. And then we had, quite a messy weekend at Snetterton's, very wet. We had a lot of incidents and engine failures and we had a car roll. And it's very eventful. I mean, it was great fun to do the stuff to camera, but it was very mixed results. So we now find ourselves coming into a really exciting race this weekend, which is Brands Hatch, which is basically our home circuit, really. It's the one we spent the most time on. And Charlie's racing with us this weekend as well, so that's going to be really cool. And we're just really excited. So we should get some good results this weekend and get the name out there. But we'll see, right?
Yeah, that's always how it is, right? That's always how it is. But yeah, I mean, it sounds great. I mean, don't cut yourself short there, Jason. It sounds like you just kind of picked this up and you're just going for it. So I mean, hey, kudos to you, man. Maybe I'll have to make a trip up to UK to see one of these races or something one of these times, because it sounds pretty exciting, to be honest.
But, we'll get you in the car, man.
I'll do that. Is there a height requirement? Because I'm not going to lie to you, I'm a little bit vertically challenged, as I like to say.
You'll be fine.
Six on a good day.
You'll be fine. Yeah.
All right, good. Well, I'll get in a car next time I'm up in the UK. Well, maybe I'll plan a trip next year or something. But Charlie. From your perspective, how are things going? And how's the kind of the response when it comes to like Bitcoin racing and you wearing like all the Bitcoin gear when you guys are kind of in the midst of all of this?
It's a great question. Well, I just think Jason's really hard on himself. So are the new guys. It takes a lot of skill. It takes some money as well. So combining those things, you know, it. You can turn up and think, I can drive on the road. I'm a good driver, you know, and you will be proven immediately wrong when you get on the track. And it's quite funny because on Jason's first ever go driving a City Car Cup car, we actually had Liam, who was going to listen how to drive, but we ended up, the car we bought was damaged, so he had to drive off and get it fixed. And I was the one who had to teach Jason on the first trip round. And, man, he actually did, I thought, an amazing job, but you have to be really firm on the brakes. So I was like, Jason, brake, brake, brake. And when I'm saying brake, Jason's on the accelerator and we just end up going in a straight line. but it was fun and Jason learned a lot of good lessons then. And, you know, our new drivers, I think they want a really fun, amazing time. They all work really hard. So it's just so nice to see them come onto the track and have this nice outlet. And to just experience the thrill of racing, like you said. But the other side as well is that they all got involved because they know what the team's doing and the message that we're trying to spread. So as three kind of complete motorsport novices who would never have driven previously, they actually wanted to join us because them being in the car means that they're spreading the Bitcoin message as well in their own way, because they're responsible for those cars being on the grid. And so it's literally them having the impact. So they're giving back to Bitcoin and they're having a great, great time. As we mentioned, Chris, he's doing really well, but last race, he got disqualified for a technical issue because one of our cameras wasn't working. So whenever you have an accident, you go to the course, you get a slap, and they check your footage on the car to see if you've done any foul play or anything. But unfortunately, his wasn't working, so it was corrupted. And he got disqualified from that round, and he got minus 12 points. So he's now in ninth place, which is pretty annoying. He was in third. So we've got a lot of work to do at Brands Hatch, but we're really excited. I know you asked for the response to the team, so maybe I'll send it back to Jason and then I'll pick up as well.
There you go. Hey, you're making my job easy there, Charlie. You're doing the transition yourself. So, all right, Jason, let's hear it, man. What's the response to Bitcoin?
I will hand it back to Charlie afterwards, because I know we've got slightly different views and experiences on this. But, you know, this is a relatively small championship. So, you know, it has some coverage on YouTube. So you can watch it. There is commentary, you know, just as you would see on television, but obviously a more limited audience. So this tends to be quite intimate. So we've got to know the people in the paddock quite, there's always a lot of banter in the paddock, obviously, because we're competing racing drivers. So there's a lot of sledging going on, to use that term. Of course, it gets very serious once you're on the track. But, you know, once we're off the track, we don't take ourselves too seriously. But we have got to know a lot of people. And, you know, first it was a kind of old but as time's gone by, it's there's been more interest. And there have been people who come and ask us about it. And say, oh, we must chat to you about it. I just want to understand a little bit more. But that's taken time, which kind of mirrors our own Bitcoin journeys, doesn't it? Because you don't, I mean, in my own case, it's true as well. You don't get it straight away. It takes a few goes to get it. So the fact that we keep reappearing and keep wearing this Bitcoin stuff and talking about it, I think really helps in that respect. And we do have people come and visit us as well, who actually want to come down, see us, and from the Bitcoin community. And then we have the normies who see us and say, what the hell is that? Who's the CEO of Bitcoin who's authorized this sponsorship arrangement, and so on and so forth. But it does allow us to have these fairly intimate one-on-one conversations, and we do that quite a lot. Charlie, I'm going to know that you always make a couple of very good points on this as well. So I'm going to hand back to you on that. If that's okay with you, Brandon, because you know, it's your show, man. I feel like I'm taking over.
Of course, man. Hey, you guys are the drivers, right? So I'm letting you drive, right?
Yeah, well, I think in general, the response, sometimes I've had negative comments, like we were doing a test day here and we're a small family team. We've got small race cars. They're completely unimpressive, I'll say the least. You know, it's a Citroen C1. And someone walked by and said, oh, Bitcoin can't be doing very well. You're in Citroen. I was thinking, well, it's not about the size. It's how you use it, which is my actual response. And also, at the time, we had a Porsche running. But I couldn't be asked to have an argument with this annoying guy. Yeah, there was another time when I'm someone who doesn't like having attention drawn to me. And I knew, like, with the Bitcoin logo on the car and the response that you usually get from normies, there would be lots of eyes on us. So when we first took the truck out once, I remember this old man walking his dog, and he gave me the dirtiest look I've ever seen. Like, he was so angry at the sight of this Bitcoin logo traveling by him on the road. But, you know, maybe he bought some later on. We just don't know. But also, there's really good stuff that happens. Like last race weekend, we orange pilled a 16-year-old. Sent him his first sats. Jason kindly sent him some of his first Bitcoin then. And we invited him to a Telegram group where you mix with other Bitcoiners, newbies and experts. And he was able to ask questions and learn. We've held events, challenge, and some of the prizes were Bitcoin prizes or hardware wallets, etc. When we've had sponsors help us out. And the winner of the Sim Challenge, 321,000 Satoshis. And he was 15 years old. That was his first ever Satoshis. And really, like, I guess in the mainstream, lots of people love racing. They think it's really cool. So in terms of having negative responses, it's actually not as common as I was initially expecting. And at our events, you know, normies come because who doesn't love sim racing and winning money? Like, the things we do entice normies to come, or Bitcoiners to bring their normie friends, and they can say to their friends, look, I'm going to this awesome sim racing challenge, you coming with me? Sure. You don't even need to mention Bitcoin. Or I'm going to Silverstone, the F1 circuit, to watch some racing, do you want to come? So it's a really easy way for people who have had like friends who are difficult to orange pill to say, look what I'm doing on the weekend, you can come with me, it's going to be great fun. And then the Bitcoin message gets crept in. So that's something I really like. But yeah, I guess the response is really good. We want to amplify it, though, and we want to reach more people, and we want to dedicate more time to speaking to other racing drivers and fans and teaching them about Bitcoin. But obviously, we need a bit more resources for the future, and that's what we're working on now for the 2024 series. But we also need the audience that we can actually orange pill. So that's why the mission is to move up to the top. Hope that's an okay answer. I know I go on for a long time.
Don't be self-conscious about it, man. You're all good. But I mean, it seems like the Bitcoin scene in UK sports is getting like kind of bigger. I mean, like in the United States, obviously, you know, we have pro football and like, you know, basketball and all these other kind of things. And like a lot of the exchanges kind of got in some sponsorships. But for the most part, there was no like just Bitcoin kind of sponsorships or Bitcoin only. Like maybe we heard of some athletes taking some of their paycheck in Bitcoin, and the normies kind of like to roast them for that. But, you know, we have you guys, Bitcoin Racing in UK, and then, you know, the Bedford soccer team. So like, how is kind of the, you know, I guess the overall like UK Bitcoin scene is, do you think like relative to, you know, maybe not just the United States specifically, but kind of like globally, do you think that the UK maybe is a, like the marketing efforts seem to be there. You know, how do you feel that adoption is going in the UK kind of comparatively to like everywhere else? And I'll let Charlie start off. So we'll kind of, you know, zigzag it back and forth here.
Well, I actually feel Jason would probably be better at answering that question because he's been around Bitcoin for longer than I have. But I think like in terms of global Bitcoin adoption, the UK is like number 7, so it's relatively high actually, which is quite good. And there's loads of meetups as well happening in London, up north, literally all over the place. There's so many meetups you can go to, loads of group chats. But it definitely still needs work. Like there's still I do think there needs to be a marketing effort, but a very positive one, to detract from all the negativity that people always hear, all the stuff that the media wants to present about the energy use and all the rest. There does need to be positive marketing, and that's why the association with sports is a really great one, because people just like, they're just so passionate about their favorite sports. And you know, football is a great one. That was a really cool choice by Peter McCormack there to do that. And you know, he gets like 300-400 people attending the football matches. Like that's just amazing. I mean, for a tiny low-level football team, you would expect, you know, just the mums and dads of the players to turn up. He gets 300 fans, all Bitcoiners, loving it. And he's kind of someone we look up to, and we'd love to emulate what he does and have the fans come to watch us at the races, etc. We have a similar mission. He wants to move up the football ranks. We want to move up the racing ranks. The more bigger spectators, more numbers, better for Bitcoin. But yeah, I think in general, if you travel to the UK, you'll be able to find a meetup and event pretty easily, which is amazing. But I'm sure when the actual bull market comes back, everyone else will get interested, and then they'll be oversubscribed, hopefully. But exactly. I'll pass back to you, Jason.
Yeah, that's usually how things tend to go, right? I mean, it's like right now, it seems like you guys are doing a good job kind of publicizing in a bear market, but you know, once that bull market comes, like you guys will probably get more eyeballs, as is like everything else in the Bitcoin space. So which will help everybody out in a sense. But hey, it's all about putting in, I think, the proof of work now, you know, kind of the nice pun, in the bear market, which I think will elevate you guys even more when it comes to the bull run. So but on that note, let's hear from you, Jason. How do you think the UK adoption's going?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we could do better. I think like most countries, we could do better. And there are people working on it. There is still a lot of crypto noise around, which obviously does tend to take most of the headlines. A lot of the sponsorship is still crypto related. Obviously, Peter McCormack's team, Real Bedford, I mean, they've taken this Bitcoin stance. And they do have sponsors who are obviously involved with other cryptos as well. It's quite hard to avoid some of this. But his message is Bitcoin. And we're very much the same, because that's our focus. We can get into a whole conversation about altcoins and all that kind of stuff, but really our focus is Bitcoin. We want to be on the Bitcoin standard. We want to be promoting that. So as far as I know, the only kind of two, if you like, purist approaches are ourselves and Peter McCormack. I think most other operations are at least have some angle of crypto about it. So that makes us unique. I would like to see both of those grow, and I think we will. I think we're at the beginning of this process, and I think the things that we've got in place, particularly with helping people get started with Bitcoin, they are only just building up now. I mean, one of the communities I run is Bitcoin Hodlers, which is what Charlie mentioned. It's basically an open Telegram group for people to come in and learn about it, and we've kind of, you know, sort of tag that on the back of the Bitcoin racing team. Are you curious about it? This is where you go. Ask the questions, learn. Here's some learning materials, so on and so forth. So we can make quite an impact on this, I think, over time. But like everything, you need those touch points. You need the consistency. And we've just got to keep doing it. So short answer, short version of that is we've got a long way to go, but there's hope and there are some good little centers of Bitcoin developing. So, we are hopeful for the future, for sure.
Yeah, and I think as like Bitcoiners, like we all kind of are, right? I mean, we see Bitcoin as kind of like almost like a beacon of light in a sense, right? Where it's kind of, you know, as Charlie described in the beginning, like a lot of us like felt that 2008 financial crisis. A lot of us felt the 2020 kind of COVID crash. You know, maybe some of us were able to get in then and like, you know, benefit on some of the run ups. But, you know, it's definitely like not an easy macroeconomic time, to say the very least. And that, you know, it's just globally. So, you know, on top of all of this, right, I mean, yeah, running a racing team isn't cheap. And, you know, you guys are kind of, you know, working on it as like a Bitcoin as a sponsorship. Obviously, there's no Bitcoin CEO or anything like that. So, you know, how are you guys like able to maintain some of this? Because, I mean, I'm not going to lie, it is kind of, you know, it's an expensive sport. And like I said, it's not in the easiest of macroeconomic times where money is just kind of being tossed around. So, you know, how's the response been to, I guess, like kind of not really having a main sponsor, so to speak, of your racing team? And like, have the plebs been able to kind of come out and show their support and help you guys out? And I'll start with Jason. We'll keep ping ponging it back and forth.
Okay, I mean, yes, we do have we've done sort of lots of little partnerships with companies like Blink. We do have a sponsor on the we have a couple of sponsors actually on the city cars. I mean, one company I'm very closely linked with is Siberian Mine, which is a mining operation over in Irkutsk in Siberia. And I've been working with those guys a long time, so it just kind of made sense. And we're Bitcoin miners, right? So that's kind of cool. And there's plenty of others as well that we have on a fairly low level. But it is hard. Let's not pretend otherwise. You know, the market is down at the moment. We've all been through cycles. I bet you've been through a couple of cycles, Brandon, right? So you've seen the madness of the bull run. Which, you know, is kind of the exact opposite of the sadness of the bear market. But it does go absolutely crazy. And we would expect in the bull market for those deals to be a little bit easier. Now, we do have a bit of a following, not enormous, but we do have, you know, 15,000 people on Twitter. And we have people who get in touch with us all the time. And those guys, you know, occasionally we get a little donation. Occasionally will join a club which will support the team. They'll buy some merchandise. And these things make a massive difference for us. And they really do. And they're so gratefully received. I can't even tell you how gratefully received. We read everything that we get. We'll actually. So we do get support from, you know, the normies, the plebs, as we like to call them, and ourselves, really. We are working with some companies to develop sponsorship for this year, but more importantly, sponsorship and partnership packages next year. You know, we're more than just sticker on car. We're far more creative than that. We want to do cool and exciting off the wall stuff. And luckily, a lot of the companies we're speaking to are kind of into that idea as well. So, you know, it is tough, but we're working through, and we're Bitcoiners and we're passionate and we love what we do and we know we can deliver. So we can have some fun with this and hopefully do some very cool stuff for our partners as well.
Yeah, that's great stuff. And it all takes about just being a little bit more creative, I think, in the bear market times, right? I mean, just thinking a little bit more outside the box. Like, and I mean, you guys are a prime example, right? I mean, marketing in a sense for Bitcoin, like put it on, slap it on a racing car. I mean, like you're following your guys' own passion as well as following like your passion for Bitcoin too. So it's awesome to see, but I'll toss it here to Charlie. So yeah, what do you think of, I guess, just kind of, you know, the overall like macro environment in conjunction with how things are going?
Yeah, I guess, well, the way you said, how's it financed and stuff, how's it working? Obviously, Jason pays for his car to run, Lewis and Prem pay for theirs, and then we pay for Chris to drive. So we're all kind of financing it ourselves. And I've always kind of said, like, if this team doesn't go the way we want it to, or if we don't make it all the way up, we'll still be happy that we did this, because like you just said, we're passionate about Bitcoin and we would have still had an impact, and we're getting that message out there regardless. So, you know, we're happy to, and it's our passion. Racing's our passion. Bitcoin's our passion. So we're all just happy to be spending that money to support it in some way. And, you know, 2024, getting up to the big leagues, that's going to be all about sponsorship, and it just won't be possible for my family to, you know, being in such a high series, you need to be very on the ball. You need a professional team looking after the car, you know, above our skill set. It's so competitive. And a lot of people in the mini challenge they're gunning to get in the very top UK championship, the British Touring Cars, and beyond that. They are pursuing very professional, high tier careers. It takes a lot of resources to do it. But that money flows into the championship, because 16 million TV viewers, 70 hours of TV time, 400,000 spectators, millions of championship followers, loads of crashes, loads of excitement. And it all just builds up for this amazing, exciting and unique opportunity for brands to present their company affiliated with all the excitement of motorsports, all the positivity of racing, but to also use it to activate different marketing strategies, like offering their best customers or new customers passenger rides, hot laps, tickets to racetracks, all sorts of fun stuff that you can do, meet and greets with the team, you know, luxury hospitality. These things can all incentivize people to sign up to different apps or buy different products. So really, and in the Bitcoin space specifically, all there really is very highly priced conferences. So, you know, these are cool. You get very defined, very specific market of Bitcoiners who you want to be in front of. But that's the standard. You know, be a bit more exciting. Let's come on, guys. You've got a racing car here ready to present your brand, not just for 2 days as a conference would be, but for an entire year of racing, multiple races, loads of opportunities to learn and develop as you move and the sponsor together, loads of exciting ways to encourage people to sign up to different brands or use their products. I mean, if I was a Bitcoin company and I wanted to differentiate myself from all the competition, you know, what makes an exchange different? Ah, the one that was on a Formula One car. Yes, that's pretty awesome. So, you know, I like to talk about like accountancy firms. You know, accountancy firms, they're so boring. Sponsors a race car or a Porsche Carrera Cup car, and then you differentiate yourself, you make yourself seem cool, and it brings in more customers. So, but as you said, like the bear market is causing significant trouble for us. It's making it a lot harder in terms of people's marketing budgets are being slashed. But I do believe that will change. And for us, like the plan now is to keep the team alive. Even if it's just in the low levels, there's still a good impact. It's still amazing fun. And I believe we'll get there eventually. And it's going to be a lot of hard work. It's thousands of emails. My goodness, I think my email account is going to get shadow banned for the amount of spam that goes out there. You know, the whole team, our domain is going to get banned for sending out emails. But that's the name of the game. And so I will say, if anyone listening knows anyone who might be interested, please reach out to us. That would be an absolute delightful moment for me.
And also, it's not as expensive as you think. That's the thing, right? Because obviously there are packages starting from even as low as 5,000. That is reserved for startups. But, you know, at normal companies, it's £10,000. And that's payable over the year. And there's some pretty good stuff in there. You know, to have your name on one of these top end cars is kind of cool. And all the other stuff that's linked with it. Because I say, we don't just do stickers on cars. We like all the other stuff as well. Videos and PR and giveaways and videos that we shoot like the track and interviews. And we love all that. In fact, anything you can think of, if it's crazy, we want to know it. We want to know it and we want to do it. So that's what we want to do.
Yeah, that's great stuff. I could tell you guys got the fire underneath you, right? I mean, you're really passionate about both Bitcoin and, you know, racing. So it's great stuff. But, you know, we're sitting here, it's like halfway through August. So we've got like a few more months left in the rest of this year. You guys have talked about the goals for 2024, but what about the rest of this year? What are you guys kind of like looking forward to, like Bitcoin racing? Do you guys have any big races coming up? And, I'll let Charlie kick it off there.
Yeah, that's a nice question. We've got Brands Hatch, obviously. This is our home circuit. We live 25 minutes away. We're really hoping Chris can get a podium here. The person winning the championship, he's so annoying. His car is literally like a rocket ship. But that's usually the tracks with long straights. He seems to have an advantage, but this one's a smaller straight. And he has only ever practiced here once, which was yesterday. Chris knows it like the back of his hand. So we're hoping for some great results here. I'm hoping to come out alive. You know, I have not done any races the whole season. I'm back in. And funnily enough, we're doing this driver punishment thing. So it's to engage the fans. And I actually have the punishment right here, which is some Carolina Reaper peppers.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So literally, the punishment was the driver has to eat something spicy. And I was an absolute idiot and bought Carolina Reaper peppers, not realizing that these are like the fourth hottest spicy pepper you can get. So that's going to be horrible.
Oh, that's going to be miserable, man. You got to like gloves too when you take those out, man. Yeah. So, like, if you get that on your fingers, that's going to be like all over the place too.
This is terrifying.
Yeah,
yeah, I know.
I'm scared just looking at that, man.
Literally, they've got these folds which makes the surface area higher, so it can hold more of the toxin, which causes.
Oh
the heat.
My god!
So they're from this chili farm in South Devon.
I don't want to know anymore, Charlie.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jason, you've got to up your game, or you will be eating mine. And but that's, you know, that's something fun. It also comes back to like donations, because people who, it's called Get Mash, and you can vote with Satoshis like what punishment give them a selection, and they all seem to have gone for the most brutal one, obviously. But you know, we've raised like 95,000 sats so far, which is awesome and gratefully received. As Jason said, it all really helps us, and some of those we might like to give away to other drivers, etc. And for the rest of the season, two more races left. We've got Donington, which is quite a famous track, and then the last one, the season finale, is Silverstone, and we do like a mini conference there. So we hire a tent, we get a stage, some PR, speaker, and what's the mic? Speaker and microphone. What's happened to my mind? And basically, we have like a mini conference. So there's speaker sessions, interviews, and then in between those, there's live races. So that's a really fun event. We haven't started promoting that yet, but that will be in October. The UK's most famous racetrack. Some really cool Bitcoiners speaking on stage. We get Salvadorian cook who comes along. She cooks us Salvadorian proposes that we haven't mentioned yet, but we do have the flag of El Salvador on the roof. So she comes down, bring those El Salvador vibes to the track. People try proposes for the first time. They're actually amazing. We bring the sim so people can have a go on sim racing around Silverstone in the same cars. And it's just a really fun event. I think last time we had around 100 and 25 people turn up. We had over 200 sign up to come along. About 120 turned up, and it was just a really fun, awesome time. And loads of people said like how proud they were to see Bitcoin on that track and on the cars. So it was so much fun. I'm looking forward to Silverstone.
That's awesome stuff, man. That sounds crazy. Like, I mean, you guys seem like you're doing it to yourself though with these punishments things. Like, you can make it a little bit lighter. I mean, you don't have to give yourself a ghost pepper, man. Like, I mean, that seems tough. But I guess, hey, that incentivizes the driver. So, Jason, you got to step your game up this time.
Well, listen, I've just been away for 3 weeks, right? I've literally just got back, and I've come back, and I found out we got peppers. What else? I don't even know where. Actually, I don't want to know. Well, I don't want what the punishments are. I just
one of them was going to be Jason wearing a panties for Bitcoin bikini set and running around the club.
I've got to tell you this, actually, just a slight distraction from this, but we had that conversation, didn't we, Charlie, about panties for Bitcoin, right? Because you know those guys, right, Brandon?
Yeah,
I do. I mean, their products are fabulous. They really look amazing. And we had this sort of Twitter thing going on, and someone said, oh, well, what about we do this? And someone tagged panties for Bitcoin and said, what do you think, panties for Bitcoin? And they said, love it. We'll send you some stuff. Anyway, so while I was away, this box arrived. And I actually haven't even told you yet this, Charlie. Whoa. In this box, they sent me some really cool Bitcoin underwear. And I've only just written back to them now. Said, this is amazing, guys. You sent some brilliant stuff. We need to talk about this somewhere and just tell them what we've got, because their packaging is brilliant. Their product is brilliant. And honestly, I was so chuffed when I opened this box. I thought, wow, what an amazing thing they've done there. But I think someone's going to have to wear it. That's the only downside. So listen, we'll have a chat about that. But I mean, what a lovely thing from those guys. That, you know, I thought they're going to send me one thing, and then they sent me a bunch of stuff with just total comments. We love what you're doing. What a cool thing that is. I mean, much love to them. I'm so grateful.
Did you get a bikini set, or was it like men's?
There is a because they're just about to do some boxer shorts. There is a boxer short set. So there is a Pants Bitcoin boxer short, slightly different branding actually, but I think it's really cool. But there are some, yeah, there's some like sort of bra tops and stuff. I mean, they're just, and they're beautiful. They really are amazing. I was honestly so chuffed. Anyway, sorry, I went off a bit of a tangent there, but that just happened. So
that's
just
amazing. Hey, that's breaking news here, right?
It's breaking news, yeah.
That's great stuff. But Jason, yeah, tell us, other than wearing these the panties for Bitcoin, what are you looking forward to for the rest of the year, the rest of the season and whatnot?
Well, I mean, look, I mean, also, I've got lots of different projects running at the moment, but I mean, our focus here is Bitcoin race. Now, Charlie summarized very nicely what is left of this season. And I'm most excited about it. This weekend, due to a slight administrative cock up, actually, I'm only on the reserve list. So that's going to be interesting to see if this even pans out the way we want it to. But I think it's going to be okay. But I do love this track, and I've actually got a brand new car, which I haven't even seen yet, because let's just say there's an incident with the other one. It should be fun to see. Charlie, you've seen it. Is it cool?
We didn't really want to turn it into a race car, because it turned up and it looks so nice. Like, how is it? This, it's a Toyota Aygo. It's really shiny, nice, fresh paintwork. And we were thinking, oh, we might actually buy a different one so we don't have to turn it into a race car and let Jason bang it up. But then she bought a different car, but he accidentally bought the four-door version of the C1. So yours was used in the end, and it looks amazing. It's getting wrapped up now. Bitcoin Racing logos all over it. So it'll be ready for you tomorrow.
Fantastic. Okay, so hopefully we're going to be racing this way. It's going to be cool. Have we got the BMW as well, Charlie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, good point.
This is an important point, because I think this is another really cool thing. Not only do we have five cars racing in our three races, as well as qualifying this weekend, and don't forget with Brands Hatch, if you've ever seen the layout, Brandon, Brands Hatch is a very unique circuit. It's quite small. You can actually see the entire circuit from the grandstand. So if you're sitting there, you can see the cars all the way around. It's the only circuit you can do it on. So you get a real clear view of what's happening, as well as the commentary that's happening. But there are a couple of other races as well, and we have another car entered into those races. Charlie, you'll have to fill in because I actually don't know the details myself.
This is a 600 horsepower BMW E46. It's got a V8 engine. I think it reached 140 miles an hour on the straight yesterday. We actually let Chris go out in it. A C1 driver, the C1s reach about 68 horsepower. So he went 10 times the power. He loved that. And the reason we're training him up is to get him ready for this serious championship in 2024. So we want him to get the experience driving these serious fast car machines. But the BMW is amazing. It's got 10-inch alloys on the front, 11-inch on the back, massive spoiler, sequential gearbox. So you don't even need to hit the clutch when you shift up the gears. Slick tires. Chris was just so surprised. He was going at 140 miles an hour. And then you get to the end of the straight and you need to turn a shifter. He's like, this has so much grip. It's the most amazing car ever. And you can imagine he was absolutely buzzing afterwards. That's going to be doing two races on Saturday. It sounds incredible. And a fun fact, someone worked out that a car of BMW of 600 horsepower would have enough power to run 69 ASIC machines. And that's not even a joke. Like, the number 69 isn't a lie.
I'm skeptical of that claim. That does seem a lot of ASIC miles. I mean, I'd have to say that is a lot of power there. So I want to see the maths on that claim.
Yeah, he sent me the maths, and obviously I didn't understand.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah, I'm not a maths guy. I'm an idiot who can get into a race car and thrash it around. someone legitimately did that. And I was like, what, are you just having me over? You said 69. Are you having a joke? Or and he's like, no, this is true. So, wow. Yeah.
It sounds like you guys are on the up and up, right? I mean, you're getting more of these more powerful vehicles and all that kind of stuff too. So, you know, hopefully it continues. So what can the plebs do to help support y'all? I mean, I know you mentioned like potential sponsorships, but is there like crowdfunding, like maybe a geyser fund or something that you guys have that, plebs can go and maybe give you a few sats here or there?
Yeah, actually, that's a great question because I've recently been working on some packages. Now, Jason doesn't know about this yet because he's been living it up in Bali, sunbathing and karaokeing and all that. And I know you love karaoke. But essentially, we've made these packages. So if you're a pleb with a small business or you just want to be associated with the race team, you can get a sponsorship like having your logo on the headlights of the race car, on the racing suit, and they start from £30 per race. So we're making it really affordable. Everyone can get involved now. These are really cool packages for, you know, family, friends, Bitcoiners, really small companies, you know, someone, a Bitcoiner just starting out and wants some exposure, for example, you know, £30 a race, it's a great deal, and it will go a huge lot. The goal is to raise between 75 and 100,000 to get one mini on track, but we actually want three cars on the grid so we hit the UK's biggest racing championship and have a massive impact as well. So you will not be able to ignore the Bitcoin racing team when you see these three 300 horsepower mini challenge race cars thrashing it around and spreading that message. So obviously it's bear market, so we'll be happy with one. You know, we won't complain about that. The more the better, the more exposure. And we want to go big time next year and really achieve our goal of spreading that message, orange pilling people. And then obviously we have more sophisticated sponsorship packages, which include hospitality, you know, wine and dine your best customers, your most difficult customers, people you're trying to win over a business deal, send them for a hot lap with us and we'll make sure they sign up. Lots of social media stuff. And as Jason said, all the creativity, all the crazy ideas, let's make your brand be separated from all the rest and do some really cool stuff. So there's literally room for everyone and anyone who wants to get involved in the team, and let's work as a Bitcoin community to make it happen. We believe it will.
Yeah, and actually, you can check all this out on the website as well, which is worth checking out. Which is Bitcoin Racing. Do you know, I've forgot what it is. Bitcoinracing.co, isn't it?
Bitcoinracing.co. Yeah.
Yeah. Dot co. It's just dot co. I always forget to put the brakes on and go for the dot UK, but it's not. It's just dot co. There's also a link there to the Guys Fund. Don't forget, you can just make a donation using Lightning. Put a silly message in. We do read them all. And we love reading them all, particularly if they're a bit daft, that it really catches our attention. Remember, even the little packages are tax deductible. So if you're a business, of course, it comes straight off your bottom line. So just bear that in mind as well. But the other thing, the other way you can support us is come and see us. But if you can't come and see us, watch the live stream. Most of the races are live streamed. Actually, I don't think this one is. Is it, Charlie? I don't think Brian's Hatch is.
Yeah, sadly not. So
it's a pretty good one. But the other thing you can do is just follow us on Twitter, Bitcoin_racing, and anything we put out, just retweet it. You know, post it to your friends, get them to follow us. These sort of things make a huge difference. So if it's not something you're able to do financially, then just follow the team, send us a message, give us love and support, give us a message to put in our next video, vote on the next driver challenge, but don't make it too horrible because it's probably going to be me. And just get involved with us and enjoy and tell your mates that this crazy crew is out there promoting Bitcoin, because that helps as well. It really does.
Yeah, 100%. And I'll put all those links in the show notes as well. So yeah, you guys be sure to give them support. But I got one more question before I let you guys go. Like, when's the best time for somebody that's like out of town to come and visit? Because Jason, I mean, Charlie's telling me about your karaoke skills, man. I'm going to have to come to the UK to not only see the car, but hear those pipes, man. I need to hear you sing.
No, you don't. Just because I like to do karaoke doesn't mean I'm very good at karaoke at all. The two things are no way linked. But just you, honestly, Brian, come anytime. We say so, but just come and see us. We'd love to host you. We'd love you to come and see what we're doing. We'd love just to hang out, talk Bitcoin, and just be silly. Get some video done, get some PR done, do some social stuff. We love any of that. And if we can time it so it's a race weekend, we'll get you along to a race weekend. And if we can time it so we've got a track day, we'll get you in the track day. We'll get in the car. So listen, just chat with us. Come over. If you've got a trip planned, just give us a shout and we'll work something out. I promise you. And we'll have some fun.
Yeah, for sure. So I'll definitely have to talk with you guys about this offline. I'll have to make a trip up next year sometime. I think I got a lot of things planned for the rest of this year, but next year I got fairly wide open. So I mean, hey, if you guys are gonna let me drive the car, dude, that'll be a selling point in itself. I'll come up and do that. That sounds awesome. I don't know if you guys know Talladega Nights, that movie here in the United States, yeah. But I like run around like I'm on fire or something. That's like that.
I actually got a severe bollocking because I organized a day where we let strangers, well, not strangers, Bitcoiners, turn up and race the cars. My dad was like, they were spinning out, they were the worst drivers ever, what happens if we crash them and then the guys can't race? And I actually got a big bollocking for that, but the day ran smoothly and everyone did great. We had a couple spins, and I know someone took out the sign at the bend down there on Brands Hatch.
Oh, the one that says brake. Yeah, it's grabbed it. Ironically, yeah, totally destroyed it.
Absolutely obliterated the brake sign, which is which was funny. We loved that. But usually we do passenger rides, but if you catch us off season, the cars will be available, because obviously we can't destroy them before the races. But we will let you come and have a drive. Chris is a great tutor. Liam's amazing. Liam has his tuition license. Chris is just getting it. And I'm sure Jason has even taken people out and given them a few tips. So, yeah, we'd love to have you down, man.
Yeah. Anyone? I'm not joking about that. So I'm going to come up.
No, I absolutely promise you, nor are we. So just be careful what you wish for, because we will deliver it ultimately. So.
Yeah. That's awesome stuff. Well, Charlie, Jason, thanks so much for coming on the show and spending some time with me. And yeah, everybody go check out Bitcoin Racing. Follow along. Donate some sats if you can. Even if a little bit every little sat there helps. So Yeah, man, support the cause. And Charlie, Jason, thanks so much.
Oh, man, absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having us, Brandon. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's been awesome. You're doing a great job, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, y'all.